Now joined by the head coach of Boston University women's basketball, Melissa Graves, and senior Caitlin Weimer, following the Terriers' 60-58 buzzer-beating win over UMass Lowell in the season opener. Coach, if you could first start off with an opening statement on the win.
Yeah, just proud of the team. I think we found a way to win. It wasn't the prettiest of games at all times, and we really needed to dig in, get stops at the end. Obviously, Kate had a phenomenal career day today, including the game winner. But I thought the team really executed what we talked about in the timeout, which was we needed to get her the ball at the end. So again, we found a way to get it done. We definitely want to improve off of this game, but really kudos to UMass Lowell. I thought they had a phenomenal game today, too.
We'll open up to questions from the media. If you could, before you ask your first question, just introduce yourself and your publication.
All right, yeah, Brennan Galvin, Daily Free Press. Caitlin, how do you feel to get back out there
tonight? It's really exciting. I mean, it feels great to be on the court, and especially knowing this is my senior year, it makes it even more worth the while, so it felt good.
Nice. Well, you played a fantastic game, capped it off in a fantastic way. Just my one question, it's kind of similar to that. How does it feel to be at home in the opener and then do that off your career day?
I mean, it's something that you hope to happen, and when it actually does, it just makes all the hard work that we've done and all the practices that we did leading up to this game all worth it. And then also just it feels good that we're finally able to play together and that the season's starting, so it's just an exciting feeling.
What was going through your head on that last play?
Honestly, I just remember getting Ava passing me the ball, and I was dribbling, and all I remember is hearing 2 seconds left, people counting down with 2 seconds, and I just threw up a hook shot and hoped for the best. So.
Well, they were falling today. My last question, how does it feel to have Annette out there, another tall person just in the paint to kind of serve as some backup?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's really nice playing with another big girl. I think it makes our offense and defense a lot harder to play against. So it's great. I love having Annette on the team, and I think it's just going to push our team to higher levels, too, and just make us play even better basketball. So.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, really strong game for Ava in our first game. It's not like her.
Yeah, Ava's really come along. One, running the point as a freshman coming in. She's been working on being vocal. She's been working on her calmness at the point. Where do we need to get the ball? What is the purpose of the offense? So she's been doing a great job with that, but I think even more is her defense. She's really long. She was great in our press today, playing at the top, got some tips, got some steals. She just plays really hard, and she, is really unassuming defensively too. Like, she'll have her arms down, and then she'll all of a sudden get a steal. So, I think she's been coming in, doing a great job, and consistently in practice, and obviously it shows today in the game too, so.
One of the things I noticed was when Caitlin came out for the first time, you guys had to kind of change your defensive scheme to be a little more on ball. You were starting to double team. Can you just speak to that a little bit?
We didn't necessarily double team. I know we were trapping out of the press a little bit, if that's what you mean. But with her, you got to get her in and out a little bit instead of having her play the full 40 minutes, because she's getting it's really physical. She's getting beat on in there. She's getting double team, triple team. There were sometimes 4 people on the paint on her. So we do work and practice on, can we play inside out or find out if there is a collapse. But I thought she did a great job of when we got it in through the high low, which is harder to double off of. She had quick moves to the basket. So she did a great job with that. But there are times when she needs some rest just because she's getting hit on a lot down there,
Kind of a slow start to the game, maybe just getting to rust off a little bit. How are you kind of able to get back right into it with a big second quarter?
Yeah, we changed up our start of the game. Typically, we don't press off of the first make. Typically, I wait for the first free throw and then either press on free throws or press on makes off that. But I wanted to get us going a little more. We've had some slow starts in our scrimmages and in practice. So, I thought staying in that press really helped us. Once we started getting steals and tips out of it, I thought that gave us some confidence. So that I think that adjustment to this game was a good one. Yeah.
I have 2 more questions.
Yeah, last question. Just a lot of crucial moments from some new faces out on the court today. How do you think they've integrated themselves in the team and the system?
Yeah, I think there's going to be definitely growing pains this year. We have 8 new kids. 6 of them are freshmen, right? But I do think they're really coming along. I think our upperclassmen have done a great job taking them all under their wing. Showing them what the expectation is, whether that's in practice, off the court, culture-wise, things like that. But I think the biggest thing about the newcomers is they just play hard. They play really hard. They want to compete. And you can see that on the floor in every possession. Even when they do mess up, again, I think there were some nerves with them today. So getting this game under their belt, I think, is really good. But aside from the nerves, I think, you know, they just want to do what's best for the team and they want to play hard, which is really nice. It makes a really collaborative effort.